You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
February the 3rd, 2020, the death toll from China's coronavirus epidemic soaring above 300. Britain, Russia, and Sweden among the countries confirming their first infections. Now it says spread to more than two dozen nations. And experts believe that it's going to become a pandemic as it begins to spread around the globe. A pandemic? A disease that spreads across a large region, across continents, and even the entire globe. And the director of National Institute of Infectious Diseases said, this is very, very transmissible. In other words, easy to pass from person to person. In the meantime, China is blaming the U.S. for what's going on, saying the U.S. has not given China help. President Trump said, we've been working with them from the beginning. But, of course, China says, no, you're not. The House impeachment continues. The managers today continuing their closing arguments in front of the senators. Then they'll be followed by the president's defense team later today. Each side will get 2 hours to summarize their case. And after that, senators each would be allowed to give statements of up to 10 minutes each if they want. 100 senators times 10 minutes. They still expect to vote and acquit the president Wednesday afternoon. So the Des Moines Register and CNN had done a survey, a crucial Iowa poll in advance of the Iowa caucuses underway today. And suddenly they decided to junk it. Why? Well, they claim, apparently, that by some mistake, Pete Buttigieg's name was left off the survey so it wouldn't be complete. I ask you, do you believe that? Consider how many votes or support Buttigieg would have gotten out of the rest of the candidates based on what we've seen in other surveys. And yet they said that was enough to junk it. Is it also, and maybe primarily because Bernie Sanders is way ahead of Biden in Iowa? We're going to see later today. You go to South Carolina, where Biden supposedly had a stronghold, the state where he had built a firewall of support among African Americans, and the latest survey from the Charleston Post and Courier reports Biden, who once had as much as a 31% points in South Carolina, now holds only a 5-point edge over Bernie Sanders. The margin of error is 4 points. Michael Bloomberg doing what he can to change the rules of the DNC so he can get on the debate stage. And other candidates don't like it. They have a debate coming up in Las Vegas the 17th of this month. Previously, you had to have a certain number of individual contributions to show that you were getting grassroots support, not that you could just buy your way into the debate. Now the DNC is saying, well, we're past that stage now, so we are revamping the rules because it's better this way. It's also because Bloomberg has dumped $1 million into the DNC in various ways. So you want free and open borders. You don't care who comes across. It should not be criminal. In Phoenix, Arizona, there's a guy that's fighting extradition to Iraq. He's going to be facing murder charges for killing some police officers in Iraq. But in the process now, he's an alleged Al-Qaeda terrorist. How did he get into our country and been living in Phoenix and all this time? Well, that's probably because we're not doing proper vetting. No surprise there. I'm glad to tell you that Phil the Groundhog predicting an early spring. Good. Because otherwise, I'd find that groundhog and put an end to him in a hurry. Oh, by the way, the people for the ethical treatment of animals would not like what I just said. And they also don't like it when you call your pet a pet. They say that's derogatory. You should not call your pets pet. It suggests they're just decorations or commodities. You must call them companions. I don't know what they say you should call your spouse. They don't care about that. But when it comes to your dog or your cat, they're not a decoration. They're not a pet. They are a companion, says PETA.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And we're down, we go, go, go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think it's enormously important that the country understand exactly what this president did, and we have proved it. I also think it's important that the Senate take the next step. Having found him guilty, if indeed that's what they have found, they need to remove him from office because he is threatening to still cheat in the next election.
That, Congressman Adam Schiff. His lips were moving, so he's lying. And he wants you to believe that by his final words there, as you heard him say, he could cheat in the next election, suggesting he already cheated to get in. That's right. They're saying he might do something to help him cheat in the next election. The premise being he's already done it. And that's why we filed our impeachment proceedings against him. And now trying to convince the senators to buy into it. But Adam Schiff opens his lips, and when he starts moving them, lies come out.
Well, what's remarkable is you now have Republican senators coming in out and saying, yes, the House proved its case. The House proved the corrupt scheme that they charge in the articles of impeachment. The president did withhold hundreds of millions of dollars from an ally to try to coerce that ally into helping him cheat in the next election. That's pretty remarkable when you now have senators on both sides of the aisle admitting the House made its case. And the only question is, should the president be removed for office because he's been found guilty of these offenses?
Well, he should be removed if you've proven it. But you didn't charge anything like that. You came up with some nonsensical terms for your impeachment because you couldn't prove what you just claimed you did. What he wanted you to believe in that statement, as he's doing an interview with MSNBC, that Republican senators even agree with us. We agree. Well, that, are we talking about Mitt Romney? Right. But if you had really proved coercion, extortion, things of that nature, then you would have put it in as a criminal charge, high crimes and misdemeanors as declared by the U.S. Constitution. But you Democrats could not do that. So what you did was abuse of power, whatever that means, and obstruction of Congress, which every U.S. president has done at one time or another, obstructed Congress. It's part of the checks and balances system. But they want you to be so stupid that you don't know this stuff. And that when an Adam Schiff gets up there and says that, and those snowflakes that are existing out there that are just buying anything that blows in the wind, believe it. If they would sniff a little bit more, they might smell something that's a little closer to what you might find at a cattle feedlot. Manure. Or a better word if you want. But Adam Schiff is again convinced that we, as the members of the House, have presented our case. We have made it. And now he's claiming that we just now need to have the senators do what they should do.
Now, if the senators still won't act, even though they know the truth now, even though they've acknowledged what the president did, look, I still think it's enormously important that the president was impeached, because the country is moving away from its democratic ideals. And I think by standing up to this president, as we have, by making the case to the American people, by exposing his wrongdoing, we are helping to slow the momentum away from our democratic values until that progress away from democracy can be arrested and we can return to some sense of normalcy.
Sense of normalcy? What is the sense of normalcy with this current Democrat Party? They have no normalcy. They don't have normalcy inside their own party right now. Nancy Pelosi is probably looking around and saying, it's not the normalcy I used to have. I got pushed into this impeachment thing. I had to move forward with it. Now they want my head for it. We're going to lose the elections. We're going to lose everything. I'm going to lose my House power again. That's not my normalcy. And then, of course, they continue to harp on the fact, well, he didn't get witnesses called. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz said they're going to make that claim that it tainted the trial if there's an acquittal, which there will be. And Dershowitz, who's not a Trump supporter, did not vote for him, in fact, voted for Hillary. That's one thing I'd say, Alan, I thought you were smarter than that, but he did. But he's blaming House Democrats for not bringing charges that involved actual impeachable offenses. That's the whole point. So he was being asked by Chris Wallace, top Democrats in Congress, Nancy Pelosi in the House, Chuck Schumer in the Senate, say the failure to call witnesses is going to put a taint on any acquittal. And Dershowitz then listened to them. Sure enough, there was a clip of Senator Chuck Schumer. This country is headed towards the greatest cover-up since Watergate. Senator Kamala Harris, well, he will not be acquitted. You cannot be acquitted if you don't have a trial. Dershowitz came back and said, of course you can be acquitted if you don't have a trial. If they don't charge you with a legitimate crime, it's the fault of Nancy Pelosi and others for failing to charge an impeachable offense. Well, just listening to Adam Schiff, they proved all that, and they got Republican senators that agree with them. That's what he would have you believe. As I said, if his lips are moving, he's lying. And Dershowitz said, in the criminal context, if there were a criminal context, you might call it a victory, a great victory, but here they have not charged an offense. So maybe he hasn't been acquitted, but he also hasn't been charged. He's in exactly the same situation he should have been had they done the right thing and not impeached him at all. In other words, this has been another waste of our nation's time, money, and focus. The president's been doing his job. He's been working trade deals. He's been getting more money for historically black universities and colleges. He's been doing prison reform, which no other president had done. He's done things for the nation as a whole. What have the Democrats been doing? Yep, 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 harping and blah, 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 attacking him on every step of the way. And, of course, the threat is very real in the minds of the Democrats. The threat is real, the fact that they think he's got to be removed. And that's the only way they will have, quote, normalcy. And to that extent, here comes Adam Schiff again saying, we got to keep the pressure up.
I'm not letting the senators off the hook. We're still going to go into the Senate this week and make the case why this president needs to be removed. It will be up to the senators to make that final judgment, and the senators will be held accountable for it.
See? In other words, you'll be on a hit list, senators, if you don't go our way. And that's what they're in the process of doing now. They're presenting their final arguments. The Democrats, then the Republicans will, then they'll have closing arguments from each side, or closing statements, I should say. And then these senators each could ask questions for up to 10 minutes if they want, or make their own statements. President Trump was on with Sean Hannity in advance of the Super Bowl yesterday, doing an interview, and was asked, looking at all you've been under attack, how many different attacks have been fostered upon you since you took over office, since you were duly elected. What is your take, Mr. President, in dealing with this over and over constantly since day one?
It's been very unfair from the day I won, and I really say from far before the day I won, from the day I came down the escalator with our future First Lady, who's doing such a good job. To be honest with you, I think it probably started from there. It's been a very, very unfair process. The Mueller report, Russia, as you say, which was total nonsense. It was all nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense. But it was a very unfair, and mostly it was unfair to my family. I mean, my family suffered because of all of this, and many other families suffered also. It was a very, very, it's a very serious thing. It should never happen to another president.
But it will, and it's going to happen to this one if it continues. And you heard the remark a moment ago from Adam Schiff that I'm going to hold the senators accountable. And, of course, they've got not just the left wing of the party and the Democrats in general to help them fight for that. They got the mainstream media on their side. They're their lapdogs. They go out and do their bidding. And here came MSNBC host Joy Reid yesterday, saying, if you look at the polling, people become more and more convinced Trump should be removed. There is now a majority to remove him. There is a majority saying he should not be president. That was an important outcome of impeachment. And then she said, I think also for people when they go to vote in the U.S. Senate race, those are going to take on a lot more importance now because of the way these senators have behaved. She said, now when you're voting for or against Martha McSally or Joni Ernst here in Iowa, you're not just voting for whether you liked her better than the Democrat opponent. You're voting for whether or not you want a senator who is a separate and equal branch of government and will defend that, or who is just a lackey, who is somebody who will submit to somebody who clearly wants to be king. In other words, she's calling GOP senators lackeys if they don't vote to remove this president. And she added, I think people are going to think a lot more seriously about who they vote for in the U.S. Senate. She said, by the way, you know, Kentucky doesn't feel that confident Mitch McConnell just because a Democrat is one statewide. A Democrat can win in any of these states. Anyone can win if you vote for him. Every Republican senator should look what's coming up in November. And what they're going to do, there's no doubt about it. The DNC will put out campaign ads and show that this senator voted against impeaching and removing President Trump. they think it's going to help them. By God, they're convinced that that's going to buy them votes. That's going to get them votes. They think by running those ads and showing this senator voted against removing the president that it will defeat that senator. They might as well just give that campaign money to the Republican senators because it's going to help them more than it will Democrat challengers. That is about as far-fetched as Michael Bloomberg spending $10 million, $10 million yesterday in the Super Bowl game. $10 million to push for more gun control laws. Did anyone tell him that the majority, if not the vast majority, like 90-plus percent of those watching the football games and the Super Bowl are probably gun owners and believe in the Second Amendment rights? But that's fine. If he wants to drop $11 million on it, I could care less. But he thought that that would help him. That just reaffirmed for many Americans, we do not want anybody from the left elected. And by the way, if you're going to impeach Trump for over the things that, or you're going to try anyway for these things that they've come up with, there are harder cases to be made against Vice President Biden. What if he does happen to get elected president? What about impeaching Biden for evidence?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Red Fitness Lounge in Clayton sponsors this segment. Red Fitness Lounge, redefining exercise, changing how you think and look at fitness, one client at a time. I'll see you at Red Fitness Lounge. Get details at redfitnesslounge.com. redfitnesslounge.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Every time I hear that song, I remember folks thinking at one point when it says Bad Moon Rising, they think it's saying a bathroom on the right. No, it's not. All right. If Joe Biden, if Joe Biden were to win the presidency here in 2020, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst has already said, you know what we'll do? We'll immediately impeach him over Ukraine. She said this door of impeachable whatever has been open. And Joe Biden, we could have a situation where he ever elected President Biden immediately, right after he's elected, we're going to be saying, we're going to impeach him. The grounds for impeachment would be being assigned to take on Ukraine corruption, yet turning a blind eye to Burisma, because his son was on the board making over $1 million a year. That's correct. President Barack Obama sent Biden to Ukraine on his behalf to fight corruption in Ukraine. And he had control of $1 billion in loan guarantees. And Biden didn't like the fact that the government prosecutor was looking into Burisma, where his son serves on the board. And it made it very clear to the then leaders of Ukraine, you either fire that prosecutor or I'm leaving and you don't get your $1 billion in loan guarantees. And they fired the prosecutor. The prosecutor later said, I don't know if Hunter Biden was guilty of anything. We were just starting the inquiry. But I do know that I lost my job because Joe Biden, his daddy said, get him off that job or you won't get your money. You want to look for evidence of extortion, bribery, threat, pay for play? It's right there, right in your face. And if the Democrats are really honest and not so hypocritical and saying we want to investigate such things, they would be doing it themselves right now. They would be going back in history and saying, we need to take a look at this. But they're not. All of the focus has to be, again, to get rid of Donald Trump or make him unelectable. And, of course, the Democrats are having so much internal fighting right now. Bernie Sanders and other Democrats are incensed that the Democrat National Committee is changing the rules for the next debate to allow Michael Bloomberg on the stage in Las Vegas later this month. It used to be that you had to qualify with a certain number of your money received from X number of donors to show that you're really getting support from the people, not just buying your way onto the stage. Now they've decided, well, at this point, we don't need to worry about that. And they're going to let Bloomberg take part in the next debate. Democrats are incensed if they're for Bernie Sanders or Biden or Elizabeth Warren. And they've already called it out. They called it out for what it is. Buying the way onto the stage. It's their own party doing it to them. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to spend some time on that halftime performance at the Super Bowl yesterday. I got some real issues with it. Maybe you have the same. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
And that was part of the performance at the halftime last night. Music. Super Bowl halftime featuring Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Now, I'm not a prude. Not at all. But let's be very direct about this performance. As far as the sexuality being displayed, not just for kids in the audience, and that might not have been that many kids that were actually in the Superdome to watch it. There were many on the field performing as part of the event. But I don't know how many kids were actually in the stadium itself as viewers and fans. But also, I look across the nation, Super Bowl parties and kids in and out watching. I don't know. But you reach a point where you say, and aside from just the kids, I thought the Dems were all about we need to stop sexualizing women. We need to start protecting them from sexual displays and making them objects. That's not what happened in that Super Bowl performance last night. Now, again, there's a lot of crotch grabbing and shaking your booty right in your face, right in front of the camera. Was it appropriate for the Super Bowl? That's the issue. We're going to break it down for you. Before I get to that, there was something else that took place. They got a political message in. You had about a dozen children basically looking like they were in cages of some type. They were surrounded by these large aluminum elliptic forms as if they were inside a cage. In fact, Jennifer Lopez's 11-year-old daughter crawled out of the cage before joining her mother and began singing with her. And while they were showing these children crawling out of these cages, they were playing Born in the USA. The Department of Homeland Security policy, of course, of separating children at the border from their parents, putting them in areas sectioned off so the children would be safe and properly cared for, as we first verified if that was their parent that brought them and not someone trying to traffic in children. Then we had all the outcry from the Democrats, you're separating the kids from their parents. And odds are, in many cases, they were not their kids. And then on top of that, if you're going to bring your child all that way across, don't you want your child properly cared for? Do you want them to be put in with the adult population? And we were doing nothing different than what Obama had done. And in fact, using some of the same, quote, cages, as they were being called by the Democrats, that Obama had used. So yeah, they were using that and playing Born in the USA as part of another jab at U.S. policy when it comes to illegals. But then there was this other issue. Oh, by the way, of course, they've gotten to where they use this halftime for any kind of political statement. You remember Beyonce in 2016 when she performed the song Formation, which many look to be as critical of police. Whatever happened to just a halftime celebrating music and so forth without trying to make a political statement? And we're getting that kind of stuff because of the partnership that the NFL has signed with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z and Beyonce, Jay-Z in particular, announcing that he had partnered with the NFL on social justice efforts, trying to help enhance its entertainment offerings, as reported by The Hill last year. And that's why Lopez and Shakira were invited to perform. They're talented performers. I can't take anything away from their ability. And I will say, choreography does fascinate me because of the athleticism and the ability you must show and stamina to do that kind of stuff. But again, some of it, like crotch grabbing all the time and shaking your butt in front of the camera, is that suitable for kids for a Super Bowl game? Christian evangelist Reverend Franklin Graham also was very upset with it. And I'm not taking my cues from him. I'm taking it from what I sat there and watched last night. But he expressed disappointment with what he said the lack of moral decency. And he said it basically showed young girls that sexual exploitation of women is okay, and urging society to raise its standards. That's what Graham is doing. Say, you got to stop this. You got to have a higher standard. And yes, it featured J-Lo at one time swinging from a stripper pole. Graham said, I don't expect the world to act like the church, but our country has had a sense of moral decency on primetime television in order to protect children. He said, we see that disappearing before our eyes. It was demonstrated tonight in the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show with millions of children watching. This exhibition was Pepsi showing young girls that sexual exploitation of women is okay. Many agreed with them. Many started putting up their tweets and remarks. One said, yeah, it was like a porn production. Another one said, time to bring back Kleenex. Everyone can watch with their whole family. Another one stating, amen to that. So degrading. Filthy, as a matter of fact. Young minds are impressionable. Lady Gaga's response, what a fun halftime show. I danced and smiled the whole time. such powerful, sexy women on camera and off. And Florida Governor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said, best Super Bowl halftime ever. So you can have different politics, different beliefs in entertainment and so forth, and have different meanings on this. As I said, I can appreciate the choreography, the production efforts, but don't you reach a point where you don't have a guy leering up and down Shakira's backside, acting like he's reaching over, kind of patting it and so forth. I thought they were all against that kind of stuff, the hashtag Me Too generation, and pushing it over and over again. We're going to stop that kind of thing. It didn't stop it last night. It accelerated it. So which way do you want to have it? Let's just put the issue of children and the decency in front of children aside for a moment. Let's talk about simply the Me Too issue. Was there anything in that performance last night that lifted women up as being more than a sex object? J-Lo and Shakira are extremely talented, both in their voice, their dance, and everything. And they are stunning-looking women. Oh, I'm watching it. Yeah, I watched it. I didn't take my eyes off of it. Are you kidding? As I said, I'm not a prude by any sense, but at the same time, I'm thinking, I don't know if kids should be exposed to this. And yet they had several children on the field as part of the act coming out of cages, of course, to deliver the other part of the message. Maybe they thought it was a subtle message. I don't know. I think most of us in the beginning, I wasn't really sure. And I was in a place where you couldn't hear the music. And then when I heard the music, Born in the USA, I realized that's what they're doing. That's not just that they were, had some kind of a configuration around the children, but it was supposed to be a cage separated from their parents by mean old nasty Trump. We have had halftime performances in the past that have been absolutely wholesome and clean. And folks still watch it. You don't have to have things to this level. You don't. But the reason we're having it at this point is because Jay-Z, partnering with the NFL, deciding he's going to put on these performances, that he will decide what's going to be best for the audience. Miami is a wild town. If you've been around a Super Bowl event at all, you know things get kind of wild anyway. And there are certain parts of the proceedings, the events, and those hanging on around, not even discussing the number of prostitutes that suddenly fly into Miami days before the game. Do you have to have all of that on full display as a halftime performance? Is that the only way you think you're going to have an audience? I don't think so. And I would like to ask, what are you going to do about hashtag Me Too for women? And then we have the other thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting on their butts while the national anthem was being performed. Yeah, I'm not done with this subject yet. If you think it's going to get too wild for you, you still want to stick around.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So last night, while Demi Lovato was doing the national anthem, and I thought you did an excellent job. Sound got turned up where I was at the time, and listening, just I thought you did a great job. Take nothing away from it. But Jay-Z and Beyonce, along with their daughter, stayed seated. Everyone around them stood. If you're in the stadium, you should stand. Now, if you're somewhere in a bar or you're at somebody's house, you decide what you want at that point. But if you're inside the stadium, you should be standing and recognizing our national anthem. Beyonce and Jay-Z stayed seated, and I guess they probably told their daughter, we're not going to stand either. I don't know. Why? Well, as I pointed out earlier, Jay-Z has an entertainment company that holds a partnership with the NFL, Roc Nation. That gives him a say in who's going to perform at these NFL events. And he had recently talked to the New York Times, insisting this is not for economic gain, but to promote education and social justice. He said, as long as real people are being hurt and marginalized and losing family members, then yes, I can take a couple of rounds of negative press. Because some say his partnership was a betrayal of Colin Kaepernick and his protest against the NFL. Jay-Z said, no one is saying he hasn't been done wrong, Colin Kaepernick. He was done wrong. Now, I would understand if it was 3 months ago, but it was 3 years ago. And someone needs to say, what do we do now? Because people are still dying. Now, with that context in mind, why are you still sitting on your butt during the national anthem? You just acknowledge it's not 3 months ago, it's 3 years ago. You cannot stand in honor of this country. This country, which has made you enormously rich and given you freedoms to do the kind of stuff you did, and the performance that you allowed and you encouraged and you had put on at the halftime last night, you try pulling that in a Muslim country at some stadium. You watch and see how fast you're beheaded. And you cannot stand and recognize this country for what it has done for you. The NFL sold out. They sold out. They're trying to get their cred back. They're trying to improve their reputation over the Colin Kaepernick thing. So they do this deal with Roc Nation, allowing Jay-Z to decide who performs and how. Do you think we're going to see any, oh, I don't know, some spiritual artist, any country artist, anyone middle of the road perform at super halftimes? We might. I'm not saying we won't, but I'm just saying that the die is cast when you let Jay-Z decide who's going to perform. And apparently he has nothing against showing women as nothing more than sex objects as they were doing last night. And he doesn't mind sitting on his butt while the national anthem is being performed by a fellow artist. That's what we've come to in this nation. You make your money, you make your wealth, and you still complain that the nation's hurting people. Yeah, there are people that are hurting. But what does that have to do with you sitting on your butt and not standing up and recognizing the good things the nation has done, the people it has helped, the people that are trying to come to this nation? Even if they can't get here legally, they want to be here. Why? Because we are the greatest nation on earth. There's no way somebody like Jay-Z, born in Bosnia, the Congo, United Arab Emirates, would be able to achieve what he's done. This country made it possible. There was a piece last night, obviously taking time to honor Kobe Bryant and his death, of course, with his daughter and the others killed in that helicopter crash the other day. I didn't really get a chance to see it. I was out of the room when that happened, but I caught a little bit of it. And that's fine. It was just that close to the event. And again, keep in mind, though, Kobe and his daughter weren't the only ones killed. That's the only thing I always worry about. But I'll also point out to you something that happened on this date, 1959, the day the music died. Rock and roll stars Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. the Big Bopper Richardson, along with their pilot, died in a small plane crash near Clear Lake, Iowa. That was on this date, 1959, the day the music died. As always, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you also telling your friends and neighbors, even your enemies, they should be listening live if they can or not. Go to the podcast, Larry Connors USA Facebook. All the programs will be posted as a podcast as we wrap them up. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Book it.
Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.